Thursday, August 3rd, President got into quite a thing this morning on plans for this evening and the weekend. He is going to have Beebe and Aplinop come up and go out to McCabe's place in Ocean City, Maryland, which Beebe is very reluctant to do, but the President's determined. He wants to take Mitchell along too, which works out well since Martha's going to be gone for the weekend. Tonight he's going to take her, Finch, Klein, Ziegler, Colson, Timmons, Malik, and Chapin out on the Sequoia for a general discussion type dinner. He had Ehrlichman in this morning to discuss the basic problem of domestic intelligence, the need for our moving on IRS and justice to get some action on tax and other matters involving people supporting the opposition. Apparently Agnew called him last night regarding the Senate vote, which led him to think about this. Also, he has some concerns about some appointments in the education area and made the comment to Ehrlichman that he's 1,000% against the educational establishment, then said, if I may quote someone else, referring to McGovern, who said he was 1,000% for behind Eagleton just before he fired him. On political strategy, he makes the point now that he thinks the martyrdom theory is now reversed. That is, we were concerned originally that we not hit McGovern too hard so as not to martyr him. Now he thinks that theory is reversed, that McGovern is under attack. He's shown that he's mortal, that he has feet of clay, that he's a non-sympathetic character at the moment. And when a man has fallen in a battle, the thing to do is hit him again while he's down to keep him down. We had a monumental problem with Laird, who is babbling around his opposition to the spending ceiling that we've proposed. President ordered Ehrlichman to get a Laird statement saying he misunderstood this, that it doesn't affect defense, and therefore he's for it. That won't solve it, because Laird will muddy it up somehow, but at least we'll take a stab at it. Went through a number of just general campaign needs. He wants to get Pearl Mest on the Democrats, get Yorty announced, get Harlow to travel with the vice president, use Chotiner for enemy intelligence, take Mrs. Nixon to Hawaii and do a Claire Luce bipartisan reception, which she suggested to Henry. He talked with Colson about the voter bloc groups. He doesn't think they're worth a damn in our general organization, but a front organization like the Democrats is indispensable, that we should have Democratic lawyers, Democratic doctors, Democratic Italians, and so forth. And that we need these in order to space them out and use it for purpose of mailings and to get publicity stories for the Democrats after their original announcement. He's pushing for an immediate effort in Missouri because of the Eagleton question, getting bumper stickers and registration. Capitalize on the reaction there as quickly as we can. End of August 3rd.